And joining us now is Jill Turgeon. She is with the Loudoun County School Board, a member on that school board. Jill, good morning. Welcome to Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, we want to talk to you about a vote that's going to be taking place tonight on gun violence in schools. There's a resolution that you're voting on. What's included in this resolution?
The resolution is primarily on guns. Unfortunately, it's really no indicators of any solutions. Of the 9 sections of the resolution, 7 of them directly relate to guns and gun violence, and there's really no solutions here, and that's really troubling. The focus is far too much on guns.
So it includes what in it? Statistics? I mean, what particularly? Like, what are the things that are going to fix anyone getting killed by a gun?
Well, you know, and actually, it's a really good point, because the statistics are one of the problems. There was a lot of discussion on the statistics and the validity of those statistics, on how many people have been shot by guns and killed at schools and so forth. But really, I mean, we need to be focusing on the root of the problem. I want to clarify first that my pushback on this resolution is no way, at a turn of the concern that I have for the safety of our students or the recognition of the horrible events in Florida last month. But I think a significant portion of the wording of the resolution is misguided. The problem isn't guns. The problem is the lack of access to proper mental health support overall within our communities. Mm-hmm. The schools have been working on this. We've been making some improvements and so forth, but there's really no reference to that. Again, it talks about the firearms deaths and so forth, and it asks the Virginia General Assembly to pass legislation that more effectively prevents gun violence and reduces the lethality of gun violence. And I'm not quite sure how you reduce the lethality of gun violence. So it's just not worded very well.
So this is a feel-good resolution whose intent is kind of a concealed effort at pushing gun control. Do I have that right?
Absolutely. One of my colleagues on the board penned a great phrase that we need to have solutions, not resolutions. And that's really the focus. And, as someone who's been a strong advocate for mental health awareness and support, both in our schools and in our communities, I think that's where we need to be putting our focus, is on providing these services for our children.
Yeah, we know from the Parkland shooting that there are several government agencies that failed to do their jobs. So you can make pass all the resolutions you want. If people don't do their jobs in the government, then none of it means anything.
Absolutely. I think communication is lacking. It was definitely lacking in Parkland, and I think, we can absolutely make some improvements here. Coming from, more of a personal level, I think that we need to have better communication between our service providers, our school system, and our law enforcement, so that parents who have children who are dealing with a mental health crisis can make the best decisions for their children. I know this from personal experience. We went through something in our family, and really, the dots were not connected. Not for lack of trying, but I just think there was not a proper venue for that. And so that's something that I've been working on. I've met with some mental health leaders, and we would love to be able to get a way for us to be able to better communicate across those different stakeholders.
All right, we're speaking with Jill Turgeon, a Loudoun County School Board member. Jill, you talk about mental health. That's definitely been a part of the conversation. Another part of the conversation has been hardening our schools' security, and what that means to various people is all over the place, but it includes actually having guns in the hands of good guys to prevent any sort of act of violence from being perpetrated on our innocent children. What kind of conversations, if any, have happened on the Loudoun County School Board regarding hardening our schools?
Well, I know right now we have several different initiatives that are moving forward having to do with more of the physical security, the buildings and so forth. We're also increasing some of the security officers at the school events and so forth. But I do think we need to have a broader discussion on increasing security presence at all of our schools. Right now we've got armed security or security resource officers at our middle and high schools, but I think we need to expand that to our elementary schools as well. Really, I think the answer is deterrence. If it was widely known in the public that all of our schools are manned with armed security, just as we have provided for celebrities and political leaders and, gosh, for heaven's sakes, for our banks and jewelry, then these individuals who have these illnesses would be less likely to see schools as targets.
When you bring up...
Right now, that's exactly what they are. They're targets.
When you bring up armed security in a school board meeting, do people look at you like you're a crazy person, or do they nod collectively and say that's kind of a good idea?
You know, there's a broad mix on the board. We have some that are staunch supporters of making sure that we have armed security in our schools. You know, we've actually had a number of emails from parents who want this. They want to have armed security in our school system. And again, we're not talking about putting guns into the hands of people, of teachers who are not comfortable and so forth. That's not it at all. But we definitely have people who are willing and ready to be able to provide this service. And we're talking, you know, retired police officers and so forth that are specially trained. I just had a conversation last night with a member of our sheriff's office, and they were talking about the specialized training that can be done for officers that work specifically in the schools. And I think that's something we should definitely look at.
Jill, we're unfortunately out of time, but one point I'd like to make, and maybe this is something you could work on. I would love to see some kind of push on the kids to do something like address bullying in schools, because they do have power. They want power. Let them handle that and let them come up with a plan to address that problem that they know so well. We got to run, Jill. Thank you so much. Watching this. Jill Turgeon, Loudoun County School Board member. Thank you for joining us. It's now 7:44 on WMAL.